I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Time now to answer our geo quiz. It sent us in search of a bridge where the U.S. and the Soviet Union once exchanged their secret agents. So where is this bridge of spies? The World's David LaValle has the answer.
The Glienicke Bridge that spans the Havel River in Germany had a featured role in the era of Cold War espionage. At one end of the steel truss bridge is Potsdam, a German city within the Eastern Bloc. On the other side, West Berlin, controlled by the Western Allies. It made for a perfect location for the superpowers to swap captured spies.
The very first exchange on February 10, 1962, was between the Soviet spy Rudolf Abel and former CIA pilot Francis Gary Powers, who was shot down with his U-2 over the Soviet Union.
Tomas Blies is author of a book about the history of the Glienicke Bridge. He says the first exchange was a carefully kept secret.
There were no journalists notified beforehand. When the exchange took place in the early morning here in German time, it was midnight or 2 or 3 o'clock in Washington, and President Kennedy informed some journalists on a party. Right in this moment, Francis Gary Powers was freed.
That swap brought an end to the case of Rudolf Abel, who was nabbed 5 years earlier in a New York hotel.
Colonel Rudolf Ivanovich Abel, alleged the highest-ranking Russian spy ever indicted in the United States, is returned to Brooklyn for arraignment in federal court. Arrested here for illegal entry, he was sent to Texas for deportation. Then a search of his quarters revealed espionage equipment. Deportation was canceled, and Abel faces charges that carry a possible death penalty.
A second exchange in 1985 involved some scouts from Eastern Bloc countries who'd been imprisoned in the U.S., and 23 American agents who'd been arrested in Eastern Europe. They all made their way across the Glienicke Bridge. The third and final exchange took place a year later on a cold winter morning. 9 men were traded, including the human rights campaigner Anatoly Sharansky. He'd been imprisoned in the Soviet Union for trying to expose the plight of Soviet Jews to Western journalists. Those were 3 thrilling days for the Glienicke Bridge. Its last moment of glory came in November 1989, when the Berlin Wall fell and thousands of East and West Berliners, including Tomas Blies, crisscrossed the historic bridge. The Cold War may be a thing of the past, but espionage is not. A new spy exchange is rumored to be in the works between the U.S. and Russia, though it's very unlikely to take place on the Bridge of Spies. For now, its only role is carrying cars over the Havel.
Yeah, it's just an ordinary bridge with a special history, but there are cars crossing every day. There are tourists over the weekends. It's just an ordinary bridge like any other.
For The World, I'm David LaValle.